Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. Today's show is all about marketing. So it's called Marketing for Business Success. So for those of you who would like to call in, the number to call in on is 646-668-8471. And if you'd like to enter our chat room to ask any questions, which we'll be specifically doing after the break, you can go into our chat room, which is the Passion for Business chat room, once you've logged into the show. So today's show is all about marketing for business. And some of our listeners out there are thinking of starting businesses. Some of you have been running businesses for a while. So at any time, we can look at marketing. So we're going to be focusing on marketing for business success. My name is Sharon McLean from Business with Excellence, and I'll be sharing with you four essential questions that you need to answer to market your business effectively. We will also explore who your ideal customers are by helping you breaking them down into segments. And we will look at how you can go from NO customers, so no customers, to KNOW customers, knowing your customers. So get your pens and your papers ready, and we're going to go on a journey of marketing for business success. So you may say, what is marketing all about? Well, if you're running a business, marketing is all about letting others know. And there's three key principles that you need to focus on. The first one is where marketing matches the customer's needs. And it has to match the needs with the strength of the business. The next thing about marketing, it's all about objectives and knowing where you're going. And the third thing about marketing is where you need to have a relationship between you and your market. We've got some foundation principles here, and the foundation principles that we have is that if you have an idea, it's important that you learn to find the gaps and you also learn to differentiate. What do I mean by differentiate? Differentiate basically means all about focusing on your groups and on your target. I've had a message here from Hugh saying, is anyone else's radio playing? We are live at the moment, so I'm hoping that you are in to the show. But if not, the replay will be played for you after the show. So I'm ever so sorry about that, Hugh, if you haven't got in. But it's blogtalkradio.com/Sharon McLean, and we're looking at marketing for business success. So as we go on into the show, there are four questions that you will need to know about marketing. And the first question that you have to ask, which is the most obvious, is who are my customers? Now, when you look at your customers, what I suggest you do is look at your business and decide the types of people that you want to focus on. So in terms of my business, Business with Excellence, I provide business support services to small business owners. But these could be women, these could be men, these could be young people. So what you need to do is list down the types of customers that you want to give your services to. And customers come in various forms. And the various forms that customers come in are called segments. So let me give you some typical type of customers that you could break your list down by. We call them segments. You can break your customers down by gender. So you could have, I'm going to supply some services to the male or female market. You could break your customers down by age. So you might say, I'm going to provide products and services to males aged 20 to 40. You could further break your customer down by income. So in terms of looking at the income bracket, you can break your customer down by occupation, looking at what work they do, their interests, location, and lifestyle. So these are different types of segments. And the biggest tip that I want to give you here is that the more you can break down your customers into segments, the more easier it will be for you to find those customers. So your first key question for marketing is, who are my customers? The second question, once you've decided on who your customers are, you need to find out where they are. So if you decide that you're going to be selling cakes, for example, and you've decided that your customers are the general community, you might like to focus on a geographic location. Now you've got to decide, where are these customers? Are these customers at work? Are they at home? Are they in meetings? Are they in clubs? Are they in professional organizations? Are they moving around the community? So once you establish where your customers are, you're the next journey there. Then the third question that you need to answer regarding marketing, once you've decided who your customers are, where they are, you need to find out what they're doing. Because what they're doing will help you to get your message to them. So typical things that your customers might be doing, they might be reading a particular newspaper, they might be reading a particular magazine, they might be surfing the internet, they might be shopping. And the reason you need to know where your customers are and what they're doing is then you decide how you're going to get your message across. Now, I know a lot of people decide, oh, I'm going to advertise on my website, or I'm going to get a Twitter account, or I'm going to organize trade shows or exhibitions, but that is the last question that you need to answer. Your first question is always, who are your customers? Creating a list, and if you have more than one type of customer, you might decide that you want to get your message to them in a different way. So an example of this, if my customers are professional businesswomen, I would need to find out where they are. My professional businesswomen that I may want to work with might be surfing the internet, or they might be at work. So if they're surfing the internet, I need to know what social media platforms they're on and start getting my message to them. It's pretty likely that most professional businesswomen, most of the time, may be on LinkedIn because that's a professional site where business is conducted. So if your customers are there, then you would need to be there giving the message about your business so they could see it. If your customers are on Facebook, if they're on social media, the operative word regarding social media is that you need to be social with your media. So you need to build up a relationship with these customers, and then you can eventually do business with them. So the four questions, again, of what you need to focus on when you're looking for customers, and if you want to market for success, you need to write a list of who your customers are, break them down into segments, and some of the segments can include gender, it can include age, it can include location, occupation, lifestyle, and interest. You then look at where these customers are. So you find out, are they in meetings, are they in clubs, are they at home, or are they at work? And then you find out what they're doing. And then the last question is, how are you going to get your message across? Okay, so that's some of the tips that I will give you for marketing your business. There's three words that I use as acronyms for you to focus on your customer, and that is the word called PAP. P stands for potential. So potential is you have a group of customers that you're not actually selling anything to at the moment, but if they are given the right circumstances, they may buy. So you might do some test marketing, you might ask them a question, you might do a questionnaire, you might do an exhibition just to find out what is their response to your product or services. So these are your potential customers. They are the people that, given the right circumstances, they will buy. Okay? And then you have A, which stands for actual. Actual is those people who will buy your products and services that actually made the transaction of buying your products and services. But the biggest one is the T, which stands for your target customers. And these are the customers who will buy your products and services on a regular basis. So in this case, you need to concentrate your marketing on the customers who will buy the products and services on a regular basis. So PAT stands for potential, actual, and target customers. So in marketing for business success, if you follow the four questions, you will have a continual flow of customers because you can change your segments. So you can offer the same product, but you can offer it to different groups of people, maybe in different locations. And that is the way to build up your customer base. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a short break. And then the chat room will be open for questions, and I'm happy to take questions. If you want to call in to the show, the call-in number is 646-668-8471. You can also email me at info@businesswithexcellence.com if you have any specific questions that you want to ask. And you can also leave your questions in the chat room. So we're going to go and have a short break now. So thank you for listening so far. And we're just going to have a short break with an advert. And then when we come back, we'll be discussing some questions about marketing for business success.
Ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Sharon McLean, and this is Passion for Business. We have been discussing Marketing for Business Success. And before we took the break, I went through the four essential questions you need to answer to market your business effectively, which was, who are your customers? Where are your customers? What are they doing? And how are you going to get your message across? I also covered PAT, which stands for getting potential customers first, then having actual customers who will buy your products and services, and then focusing on the T, which stands for target customers who will buy your products and services on a regular basis. So we're going to go into our chat room now, and I'm going to answer some questions. So feel free to send your questions through. And I just want to let you know that the first five people to either call in or to send a question in, I will send you a free template of marketing so that you're able to fill in your customer base. So first question that we've got here is, when you are starting a business, can you suggest some cost-effective ways to market my business? Top-end marketing seems so expensive, which only the large businesses can afford. Thank you for sending that question in. In terms of answering the question, small businesses are at an advantage because there is so much free marketing out there at the moment. The first marketing that I will start with is offline marketing, which is yourself. So you can talk to people and promote what you're actually doing. So in terms of your business, you could get a group of potential customers together and you could promote what you're doing. So you could start with maybe a questionnaire that you might want to use. So gather 10 questions, asking them things about how often they would want to use the service, what price they would like to pay, and what are their main interests, what are the products or the services that they would want to look at having. So that would be a cost-effective way. And with a questionnaire, you can also say to them that at the end of the questionnaire, if they'd like to be kept updated with what you are doing, they can leave their email address or their contact number. And then when you have your products and services available, you can contact them to see if they are still interested in what you've got to offer. So some suggestions on cost-effective ways: email marketing, questionnaires, using all the free social media. So if your customers are on social media, so Facebook, you can create a business Facebook page where you update information about your services, you ask people questions about what they want to see, you show pictures about what you're doing and about your customers, and just encourage people to interact with you. That's what social media is about. A Twitter account is free to set up. You can tweet to your customers about what you're doing. You can follow different customers and keep updated. So that's one way to start using cost-effective marketing. So look for the free ones to start off with. And then if you're a local business in your community, look for offline marketing where you can go to where your customers are. So I run a monthly event called Pitch, Market and Sell, which I allow customers to come into the libraries to meet other business owners. They have a table and they promote their services and they build up their customer list that way. Another question we've had here in our chat room: in your opinion, how effective is email marketing? It seems one of the easiest ways to start marketing, but people get so many emails. It seems one of the easiest ways to start marketing that people get so many emails. Yes, they do. Email marketing is very effective if you have a punchy title and if it is quick, sharp, and to the point. People haven't got time to go through a long email. So if you get your message out, maybe in the first paragraph, and then give them a website link or tell them how they can follow up on the action, they're more prone to reply. You can also use things like newsletters in terms of your email marketing, and that will keep people updated with what you're doing. Right, another question here in our chat room: How do you price your services against your competitors who have been in the business for decades? Do you price above them or below them? Thank you for that question. I was running a seminar today and I was able to answer that question. There's different ways of pricing your services. You can be at the top end, which is the high end, middle or low end. You look at what your competitors are doing, but you look at what are you bringing to the business. So what are the features that you are bringing and what benefit will it bring to your customer? And once you look at the gaps and the benefits that you're bringing to your business, we call this your unique selling point, you will keep repeating that message so that your customers see that is what they want and that is what they need, and your customer will pay when they're satisfied. So although your competitors are offering different prices, depending on the type of business that you offer or the type of service, it's not enough just to compete on price. You're focusing on value, you're focusing on quality, and you're looking at the reasons why people might buy. And people do not just buy on price, they buy for quality, they buy for appearance, they buy for the service that you offer them. So look at the whole service that you want to offer, and then you can look at how you price. I've got three rules of pricing. Price according to the market and decide whether you want to go in the high end, middle end, or low end. Price according to something called QWIC, which I spell KWIC, and that stands for know what it costs you to provide that service. And if it costs you, for example, £10 to make something, you decide whether you want to increase that price by 100% and charge your customers £20. Because at the end of the day, you're there to be in business, to offer a service, but also to make a living. So pricing is very important in terms of how you set it, but also finding out what your customers are prepared to pay. And once your customers are satisfied, they will be prepared to pay for the service. So that's it on pricing. As I said, please feel free to email me, info@businesswithexcellence.com, if you want a free copy of my template. Right, we've got another question here. How important is it to stick with a marketing campaign? When do I decide it's not working? Very important, because that's the last question in your customer questions. You remember you list out who your customers are, where they are, what they're doing, and then your last question is how you're going to get your message to them. So once you've decided that you're going to do your marketing campaign, I normally encourage people to work 0 to 6 months on a marketing campaign, look at what the response is, look at what the sales that you're getting from it, and if you really think it's not working, then try something else. Because at the end of the day, marketing is letting others know, and if you're letting enough customers know who want your services, then you should have a response. Right, next question. Some of the high-end customers who are high net worth are not keen on technology. They prefer old school. How do you reach out to these customers if they don't have access to where they will most be, exclusive members club, etc.? Okay, so some customers are not keen on technology, so you look at a way that you can get in. You might not be able to get into the members club, but is it worth your while maybe advertising in a magazine that the members club reads, or having a poster in that club, or maybe having a contact to use as a club to get you in as a guest? Because at the end of the day, wherever your customers are, you need to get to them. And sometimes we have to take that extra jump to go and actually meet our customers where they are. So I'd encourage you, those of you who may be working with high-end customers, go to where they are. But the biggest tip I can give you is try and get a relationship built up. So most high-end customers, they might like the pastime of playing golf. So it might be that as a one-off, you may not get a whole year's golf membership, but you might have a visiting pass so that you could get to that customer. And it's worth the time and the energy if that customer is going to be a regular customer of yours. So thank you for your question. We're coming near to the end of our show, and I just wanted to let you know that as part of International Women's Month, it's International Women's Day tomorrow, we will be doing a special show next week, Monday, on the qualities of the authentic business women. We will be focusing on that, but the show is for everyone to call in because you can still ask questions, but our focus will be on the qualities of the authentic business woman, because it's International Women's Day tomorrow and we're going to be celebrating that for the month. So just a few announcements before we end. If you're based in the UK, we have a Women's Success Celebration and Networking Luncheon on Friday the 11th of March at the Croydon Park Hotel, and that's where you come along, celebrate your business, celebrate your achievements, we network, we have a three-course buffet lunch. And if you'd like to book for that, you can go online, www.womencelebratingwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. And on the 25th of June, we have another event in Croydon, which is put on by an organisation called Hope and Voice. They're building people for life, and they're having a seminar called You Are Beautiful Inside Out. It's a health and wellbeing workshop on Saturday the 25th of June, and if you're interested in coming to that, you can go online, hopeandvoice.eventbrite.co.uk. So I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show today. I hope it's been beneficial for you. You can listen to the podcast after the show is finished. It will be up online, which is blogtalkradio.com/Sharon McLean, and I'll be here again next week with our topic of the qualities of the authentic businesswoman, where we will be focusing on International Women Month. So thank you all for listening, and for those of you who would like the free marketing template, please email me on info@businesswithexcellence.com. So that's info@businesswithexcellence.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Sharon BWE, and my Facebook page is Business with Excellence. That's facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So thank you for tuning in today to Passion for Business, and we're going to play our outro song.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.